SRN News, I'm John Scott. The Supreme Court has ruled that Virginia can cancel more than 1,600 voter registrations the state claims are held by non-citizens in advance of next week's election. Details from correspondent Bernie Bennett.
The emergency decision marks a loss for the Biden administration, which convinced lower courts to reinstate the registrations because the removals took place too close to the election. The court's three liberals, Justices Sonia Sotomayor, Elena Kagan, and Ketanji Brown Jackson, publicly dissented. Earlier this month, the Biden administration sued Virginia election officials over the 1,600 people removed from the state's voter rolls. Republican Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin issued an executive order in August formalizing the program. Bernie Bennett, Washington.
And in other news, the government out with the latest estimate of economic growth for the third quarter.
The U.S. economy grew at a 2.8% annual rate in the third quarter, according to the latest report from the Commerce Department. That's a healthy pace, according to analysts. The GDP, which measures the economy's total output of goods and services, slowed from a 3% rate with a drop in business investments in buildings like housing, offices, and warehouses. But consumer spending accelerated and exports increased by 8.9%. Today's GDP report includes good news about inflation. The Federal Reserve's preferred gauge, the PCE index, slowed to an annual rate of 1.5%, down from 2.5% in the second quarter. Jennifer King, Washington.
The United States and other mediators ramping up efforts to halt the wars in Lebanon and the Gaza Strip. They're circulating new proposals to wind down the regional conflict during the Biden administration's final months. Negotiations have been stalled out for months and the warring parties showing no signs of backing down. On Wall Street, stocks are now mixed. The Dow ahead 75 points, but the NASDAQ composite dropping 50. This is SRN News. A famous church will be rebuilt.
Officials at First Baptist Dallas have unveiled plans for the reconstruction of their historic sanctuary, which was destroyed earlier this year by fire. The new building, which will be raised on the foundations of the old one, will feature a larger steeple and stained glass windows. Restoring the 1890s red brick building will cost nearly $100 million and will begin in January. At the time of the fire, the sanctuary was only used for ceremonial events. Worship takes place in a much larger adjacent building. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A Republican group with a new effort this year for door-to-door outreach to those Jewish voters who have a history of backing GOP candidates. The Republican Jewish Coalition is focusing on five battleground states to boost Donald Trump over Kamala Harris. Jews vote Democrat most of the time, but the group is hoping that the door knocking will peel off enough votes to make a difference. This is SRN News. Israelis see much at stake in the U.S. elections. We have the Media Line's Felice Friedson.
With the presidential election a week away, Israelis and their American supporters are watching closely to see whether the U.S.-Israel bond will become a casualty of the war it's fighting against Iran and its terror proxies. Polling of Israeli citizens shows as many as 66% of Israelis favoring former President Trump. While they are ineligible to vote, as many as 200,000 of their neighbors who are U.S. citizens are. Traditionally, the American Jewish community delivers for the Democratic candidate by as much as a 70-30 split, while Israel-based expats reverse those numbers. New polling in the U.S. this week shows the Democrats down about 8% over previous years. I'm Felice Friedson, SRN News, Jerusalem.
More details at themedialine.org and srnnews.com.